Chapter 10. At the Barricade. Valjean was sitting miserably outside a house in Homme Armé Street. He could hear the sound of fighting in another part of the city. Paris was full of police and soldiers, and he was afraid that they might find him. After a while, a small boy appeared through the darkness.
"I have a letter for number 7, the boy said.
"That's my address. Give it to me," replied Valjean.
"But it's for a woman. It comes from the Chanvrerie Street barricade."
"If it's for Miss Cosette, I'll give it to her."
Gavroche agreed and ran off. Valjean went inside with Marius's letter and read it quickly. "The man that I hate is going to die without me doing anything," thought Valjean. "I just have to keep this letter, and Cosette will never know anything about it. But I must go to Chanvrerie Street to be sure." That night, while the soldiers were sleeping, Courfeyrac and his men made the barricade bigger. When they were finished, Marius sat with his head in his hands, waiting for the attack in the morning. Then he heard a noise and looked up. Cosette's father, Monsieur Fauchelevent, was there. He did not understand how this was possible, but everything felt like a dream to him now.
"Who is this man?" asked Courfeyrac.
"I know him," said Marius.
But Monsieur Fauchelevent did not look at him.
"Then welcome," said Courfeyrac. "You know that we're all going to die."
Javert also looked up and stared at Valjean. Courfeyrac and his men did not have much longer to wait. Soon, a terrible noise could be heard along the street.
"They're bringing a cannon," said Courfeyrac.
At the same time, Gavroche appeared. Marius hurried towards him.
"Why are you here? Did you deliver my letter?"
"Of course," said Gavroche.
But Marius was worried that the boy was back. He was hoping to keep Gavroche safe.
"They have a cannon," said Gavroche. "We can fight back, but we need more bullets."
He climbed over the barricade and began to pick up bullets from the dead soldiers.
"Come back!" shouted Courfeyrac. "You'll be shot!"
And at that moment, the soldiers began to fire.
"I don't care if it's raining," replied Gavroche, laughing.
And he jumped down to the street and ran towards more bodies. The air was filled with smoke, and for a while, Gavroche was hidden as he went from one body to the next. As he moved away, the smoke began to lift. A bullet hit the dead body next to him. Another bullet hit the ground. Gavroche looked up, straight into the eyes of a soldier who was pointing a gun at him. The little boy began to sing as he picked up the bullets. Suddenly, a bullet hit him and he fell. Then he sat up and continued to sing. A second bullet hit him, and this time he did not get up. Marius ran to Gavroche, but it was too late. He was dead. Marius picked up the child and carried him into the inn, not noticing the soldiers firing at him.
"Thénardier brought back my father alive," Marius thought. "But I'm bringing his child back dead."
"There's blood on your head,"
Courfeyrac said when he entered the inn.
"You've been hurt."
But Marius did not care.
"The end is coming,"
Courfeyrac told his men,
"and we'll fight to the end."
Then he turned to Javert.
I haven't forgotten about you, spy. We don't want your dead body with ours. Someone will take you outside and shoot you.
I'll do it, said Valjean.
Javert looked at him.
Of course, he said quietly.
Take the spy out the back, said Courfeyrac. Everyone else, go out to the barricade.
Valjean untied the ropes round Javert's feet, and the policeman stood up. Then, with a gun in his hand, Valjean took Javert outside. Marius watched them go. Valjean stopped in a dark corner, put down his gun, and got out a knife.
You're going to use a knife, not a gun, said Javert. Yes, that is like you.
Valjean said nothing. He cut the rope round Javert's chest and hands. Then he said,
Go.
Javert stared at him.
I don't think that I'll get out of here alive, Valjean continued. But if I do, my address is 7 Homme Armé Street.
Javert began to walk away. After a few steps, he turned and shouted,
I don't understand. Why didn't you kill me?
Go now, said Valjean.
Javert slowly walked away. After Javert was gone, Valjean pointed his gun at the sky and fired into the air. Then he went back to the barricade and told Courfeyrac,
It is done.
Hearing the shot, Marius thought of his visit to Javert many months ago, and his heart went cold. A short while later, the last terrifying attack on the barricade came. The cannon fired, bullets flew, and the noise was terrible. Courfeyrac was killed. Then a bullet hit Marius's chest and he started to fall to the ground. But a strong hand took hold of him.
They're taking me prisoner, Cosette, was his last thought. They will shoot me.